in between. As such, we are honored to have with us an esteemed guest, one of the preeminent ulama of North America, who resides in Toronto, Canada, and is the head of the Ahmadi Center, over there resident alim, Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin, Sayyid Maulana Zaki Bakri. We have a few, before I get into his introduction and invite him to the stage, there are just a couple of things I would like to go over. One, just general ground rules. I know that I don't have to necessarily say this to this crowd, but we do request that the utmost respect be maintained for our honorable guest and for each other. Please keep conversations to a standstill when the lecture and the speech and the dialogue is going on. If you need to attend to anything, then please go outside of the room to do that. But as far as cell phones and all of that, please keep them muted, silent, in respect for our guest and for everybody else who is listening. After the first segment, which will be a discussion about the responsibilities of youth toward the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran, we will break for the afternoon prayers and for lunch. Both prayers and lunch will be held upstairs on the third floor in the designated rooms. And so if you have any questions, I think that you can ask among those who are organizing, and if you need to, you can find me and I can point you toward at least the right person or in the right direction, inshallah. But without further ado, as we are a few minutes behind schedule, we apologize for that. We'll start. It is a privilege and a pleasure for us to be able to have scholars and ulama be among us, visit us, and speak in such eloquence about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, about Islam, about the Holy Quran, and about subjects that are so essential to us. Especially when we have ulama, the level and the caliber of Sayyid Bakri, who has traveled from Toronto to be here with us. We are privileged to have him here. We are thankful for his time and for his efforts to be here. He is, like I said, for decades been tirelessly working for more than 30 years in the propagation of the religion of the Ahlul Bayt. He speaks all across this country. He speaks in Canada, he speaks in Europe, he speaks in Africa and South Africa, India, Pakistan, and has just been a tremendous inspiration to many. His knowledge of religion, and that coupled with his ability to be able to connect with audiences of all walks of life, especially the youth, has left a tremendous impression among Muslims around the world. So it is our privilege to have him here, and please help me welcome to the stage Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Maulana Zaki Bakri with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. My time is showing 11:53. It is my Toronto time. I don't know what is Atlanta's time. It's same. Oh, we are same timeline. Oh, I thought Atlanta is behind. أفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. I hand it over all my affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is well aware of needs of his servants. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from accursed shaitan. ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. There is no power, there is no strength, but the power and strength belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. And praise and blessings to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi alillah wa la'natu da'imi ala a'da'ihim a'da'illah. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. We are aware that subject has been declared, and that is bridging the gap between us and the Holy Quran. I don't think I can, I'm being a student of Islamic theology, I can do justice to this subject. But my course of tabligh, what I learned from this great book, I'm going to present to you. The Holy Quran, which is a book of guidance for humanity, we made it communal book, like religion of Islam. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيها القرآن هدى للناس. When Quran was revealed? Quran was revealed in the month of Holy Ramadan. And for what? هدى للناس. For the guidance of humankind. It is not the guidance of Muslims. هدى للناس. So we have to make it point here. Quran, whenever people ask you, what is Quran? Don't say it is holy book. Don't say it is our book. Yes. We should say Quran is a book of guidance for humanity. It's a universal message, not the communal. Let's go how we see Quran. The ayah which I recited from Surah Al-Furqan is 25th chapter of the Quran and ayah number 30th. It's a very, very shakes us up by saying, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Our beloved Prophet is complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, my people, إِنَّ قَوْمِي, not people of Nuh, not people of Moses and people of Jesus, inna qawmi, my people, they put this Quran aside. Ittakhadu, it is deliberately thing they did it. Ittakhadu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. And this complaint is so serious, and we need to ponder about it. In order to give us a little bit perspective where we are, how we use Quran, one of our brother has presented this thing. It's very beautiful. The Holy Quran is my name. I am a book in elegant prints. Some of the prints, just now a Quran has been written in a very huge, biggest Quran in the world. And there is a tiniest Quran also in the world. To know my name, here are some hints. Rich in cover and nicely bound. In hearts of Muslim, I am rarely found. High on a shelf, I am kept. Forgotten there, I am left. When we see in our life how many times we recite this Quran, it's rarely. Nowadays, all of us, we have tikri tikri baja. Everyone, all of us, we have cell phones. All of us, we have Quran in that cell phone. Whenever we are free, we should start reading it. The first step. With respect, I do get lots of kisses. All of us, we do kiss. My main point is what they always miss. Neglecting the message inside me, at times I'm used for phony swear. Quran ki qasam, I swear, astaghfirullah rabbiyat. Nothing is but Quran. To make us our point, my true use is very, very rare. That's how the ayah which I recited for you. And please note it that that's 25th chapter of the Quran and ayah number 30th. A miracle I am that can change the world. Yes, it came to change the world. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If it would have been revealed on the hills, it would have been vanished from earth. That much weight and knowledge is there. A miracle I am that can change the world, all one has to do is understand my word. أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Quran says, don't you ponder, don't you think about it. أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Are there locks in your heart? I have wisdom, I have treasure, so much so, there is no measure. I am your savior. Quran says, I am your savior. I am your guide, but who is there to take my ride? Right from wrong is my fame, Holy Quran is my name. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا If I ask myself how many times I recite Quran, it is a shame to say we don't recite at all. If we recite maybe a month of Ramadan, that's also for sawab, for to take the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we do have riwayat, we do have ahadith, We do have tradition of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Which says, looking at the writings of the Quran is ibadah. Not only reciting, only looking at the Quran also ibadah. Looking at Khanae Kaaba, Baytullah is ibadah. Looking at the faces of the parents is ibadah. Not helping them, only looking at the face of parents is ibadah. And looking at the face of an alim is ibadah. And looking at Imam Ali and Al-Habud Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam is ibadah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Waqala Rasul, qala is a past tense, but it has been used for the future. On the Day of Judgment, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will going to cry out by saying, O my Lord, surely my people, inna qawmi, my people, have treated this Quran a forsaken thing. Ittakhadu. Unfortunately, Quranic translation, I was going through so many translations, I could not get the precise translation of Quran, what Quran is trying to say. Ittakhadu is deliberate thing. We are deliberately put aside. We make a point not to be closer to us. We means Muslims. When we see today's situation, 59 Muslim countries, 1.7 or 1.8 billion Muslims. The resources we have, the knowledge we have, none of other communities. Allah has given so much to us. But where is the missing link? That is, اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, he has a very beautiful quotations about Quran. He says, one of the quotations, اگر قرآن نبود باب معرفت اللہ بست بود الى الابد. If it would not, it wouldn't have been the Quran, the knowledge of Allah, the knowledge of Creator would have been closed forever. In-depth knowledge of very existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been closed. It is because of Quran the Bible has been revived. It is because of Quran the Old Testament has been revived. It is because of Quran all the past religions, they became alive. Thus, what we should do? We need to do many things. I'll go one by one. I'll ask one. I don't know how many. Did you bring that questionnaire? Yeah. If you want to assess ourselves, what the relationship between us and Quran? This is a small questionnaire. Please answer. We are not asking the names. Only answer it. We have only 2 minutes. Faster. It's a quick question. Take it, give it back. No need, we are not asking the names. Don't write the names. Thank you. Can anyone give us the breakdown? There is no names are there. There is no nothing is there. Only want to know. We want to know where we stand about in regards to Quran. I'll give this brother 5 minutes. While he's looking after, look at my ugly face. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There is a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Which says, man qara'a, whoever recites 10 ayats a night. 10 ayats. Note it down. Whoever recites 10 ayats a night, he shall never be is one of the heedlessness one. What is heedlessness? Ghafla. Something is existing I am not aware of, but I am not caring to know what it is. That is ghaflat. We put curtains If you want to remove those curtains, Prophet says, recite every night before you go to sleep. Quran also says, اقرأ فقرأوا ما تيسر من القرآن. As much as you can, please recite Quran. Quran says, فقرأوا ما تيسر من القرآن. And Quran says, when you recite, إِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite, you should say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It's not saying you should say it. Go into the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, run away from all other than God. Shaitan is all other than God. Run away from and reach to the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is a gap? Understanding 5 W's. What are 3 W's? Kids, www dot, what it means? Say it. World Wide Web. No, work, weather, woman. No, it's so just joking. World Wide Web. What is 5 W's? What are 5 W's? Yeah, it's easy. So we have to know what is gap and who put the gap, where is gap, when. These answers we have to give. Quran says, فَإِذَا قَرَعَتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Understanding the powers other than Allah is very important. When we offer namaz, what we recite? Suratul Hamd. Every Muslim has to recite every day 10 times Suratul Hamd, at least in 5 wajib prayers. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. O Allah, guide us towards the right path. Path of those upon whom you bestowed favors. Not the path of those who have gone astray. Those who are misguided ones. Maghdoob o dhalin. Why we have to repeat every day, Maghdoob o dhalin? I always said this example. How many of us have lawns in our homes? Feed and weed. What is feed and weed? Feed is feeding the lawn. Weed is, so much weed is there, you have to weed out if you want to have a green lawn. Likewise, if you want to have Islam as a pure, you have to take out those maghdoob udhalin. Understand who are the maghdoob udhalin. That's why Quran says, when you recite Quran, you have to go to domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, run away from shaitan. What is shaitan? Is all the powers which is misleading humanity. And maybe any power. We don't need to name, we know it. These are the powers which are misleading. And that power is so strong now, humanity is in dark. How many of us know, in the history, the liver of Hazrat Hamza, Awwal al-Shaheed, Sayyid al-Shuhada, before Imam Hussain, was been taken away from the body and eaten up by a woman, grandmother of Yazid. Did you see it last week? What has happened? In this day and time, at this day and time, can a person become so low, lower than the beast, and he takes away from the body of a human being, heart, and he eats. And they make the movie out of it. And that means they are not ashamed to do it. They are proud of. While Quran says, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسُ جَمِيعًا. If you kill one, as if you have killed entire humanity. A Bedouin Arab came to Lord Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, "O Prophet of Allah, while I was coming, you know, desert, they need water to travel. While I was coming, I was thirsty, I was looking for water, I found a well, and beside well I saw a dog is dying because of thirst. I had nothing but my amama." This amama is all Arabs, they used to wear it. He opened it and there is a cap, took the water and fed the dog. Prophet says, "Do you know what is the sawab, what is the reward, what you have done?" He said, "I don't know." Prophet of Allah is better aware of, he knows. "You tell me what is the reward." Prophet said, "Allah has made for you a heaven wajib incumbent, saving a dog." This is a religion of Islam. And same Muslims are killing each other, and not only mutilating the body, which is dead body, and taking out heart and eating up. That's why Quran says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. It's a very beautiful ayat. Each and every ayat has to be pondered. We have to go deep. We have to read and read and read and understand. This is Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 179, in which Allah says, "I kindle the hellfire." For what? For whom? The one who never offers the prayer? No. Allah says, "We have given him faculty he is not using properly. We have given him sight, he never sees it. We have given him power of hearing, he never hears it. And we have given him power of analyzing tool, which is fikr, which is heart, and he is not utilizing it. He is like a cattle. Ulaika kal anam, they are like cattle." Quran says, "No, lower than cattle. Lower than cattle. These are the people, those who are lower than cattle. And Quran is mentioning for them, if anyone kills one human being, he kills all human beings. The jaza is Jahannam. That's why our challenge of the time is, go back to the roots problem and realize the problem and start. Don't say why people are not following. I have to ask myself why I am not following. If each one of us, "Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim." Allah is not going to change the status of a nation until each and every one of us we have to change. Quran is mentioning Isti'adha, for example, 5-year-old boy is going first time to school. And he thinks he can do him by himself. He says, "Mom, I don't know, I need you, I'm running." He runs towards the school, the car comes, he's scared. He runs back to mother. Then mother holds the hand and he's secure. He doesn't care who is coming, how many, or how big is the traffic, because he has the hand he thinks is strongest hand. Likewise, isti'adha means going back to the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we have two domains? Do we have two powers? According to Quran, there is no power but power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no two domains. There is no power of shaitan. It is only power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is deceiving to show there is a power. There is a domain. And we need to understand this clearly. These are the translation I found. Shakir, you know, Ahmed Shakir is one of the translators. He's a good translator and I like him. Another is Piktal. Another is Yusuf Ali. The Mahajura has been translated into three words. forsaken thing, no account, and foolish nonsense. And we took Quran forsaken, we took Quran no account, and we took a Quran as a foolish nonsense. And when we see in our life, how many of us, we say, Quran says this. No, many of us, including maybe, maybe myself, we never refer Quran, but we refer Hollywood, Bollywood, Lollywood. How many of us know Hollywood? Everybody knows, mashallah. What about Bollywood? It's from where? Kids, they know it? From where? Say it. Bombay, India. Lollywood? Lahore, Pakistan, mashallah. Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Another is coming, the fourth shaitan, which is non-jeweled. I heard about it from Nigeria. So shaitan is, they are increasing their powers. How many of us know 93% of Hollywood belongs to one group? Do we know this? 93% of Hollywood belongs to Zionism. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِمِينَ. Another warning. Each and every Maulvi comes, Quran bahut mushkil hai man, bahut mushkil hai. Quran is tough. Quran is difficult. Quran, they put us so much in our mind. That's why we got scared. We never opened it. And look what Quran says. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنِ. Quran is easy. Today we learned, all of us, Quran is easy. Teach your Quran. Quran is easy. Quran is easy. Teach your mind. Because perspectives, if they are changed, our action will be changed. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِّرِ. Surah number 54, it has been repeated four times constantly, just like فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ has been repeated about 34 times. This has been repeated about four times. Allah is saying, don't ever say it is difficult. It is very easy. I will show you, inshallah, in forthcoming like just how easy to do it, and we can do it. We can do it. We have been many times, it has been asked us, we have been told it is very difficult. Yeah, all of you know, in India and Pakistan, when it was 1947, before the separation of these two countries, in Hindus they used to know Arabic, they used to know Persian. There was a slogan has been brought up in greater India by saying Padho Farsi Becho Tel. It's a deliberately does thing they have done deliberately. Padho Farsi. If you recite, if you learn Persian, you will going to end up selling the oil. That's it. That means you will not become engineer, you will not become doctor, you will not become any scientist. So don't ever go to Quran, don't ever go to Persian, don't go to... How many Japanese knows English, man? How many Chinese, they know English? Even those who are in America, they don't know much. But they are doing now, they became powerful country because they never said Chinese is very difficult. Quran is also asking us, don't ever say Quran is difficult, Quran is easy. I will give you an example again. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرَ هَلْ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرَ. All of us, we offer namaz. who are here who never offers the namaz? Alhamdulillah, all of us. How many of us know 4 rakat namaz has how many words, Arabic words? About 135 words. How many of us are aware of 135 words of Arabic? When we stand for namaz, for example, 2 rakat namaz, fajr, qurbatan ilallah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Ghar mein ande nahi hai, tomato nahi hai. Everything comes there. There is no, you know, grocery list comes in our mind. Because we don't know what we are reciting. Our tongue is twisting, we don't know what is going on. So why don't we start from namaz? 135 words only, 42 sentences only. When we came here, I came here in Toronto more than 33 years, and I didn't know a single word of English. I don't know much. But I convey my message. Because I felt I need to learn this language if I want to survive in this part of the world. If we want to survive, we need to learn Quran. That survival of this world and survival of the other world. And we can do it. We have to teach our mind. Yes, let's start today. Then, if we recite, when we recite for what? Someone has died, and I don't know how many customs we have. Some of our customs is, aap 27 para padhiye, aap 26 para padhiye. We phone our relatives and friends, and we give the parts. For example, please recite one first part to you, second part to you. So all these friends, they recite Quran. And I have been given part 7. While I am taking Quran, I say, "Acha khasa baitha hua tha mere piche chipka diya saatwa para." Yeah. So I was sitting at home. They have compelled me to recite this Quran. So that Quran is not going to affect me or anyone. It has been obliged by others. Quran has to be lovingly. Even hadith says, someone came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He said, "Oh Mawla, I memorized the Quran, mashallah." Mawla said, "Ahsan, that's very beautiful. Should I recite Quran by memory? Should I read Quran by looking at the Quran?" Imam said, "Open the Quran and look at. Matta Allah basarak. Even your eyesight will be increased by looking at the Quran. Even eyesight will be increased." It's a word. Afala yatadabbarun al-Quran. Quran is not only recitation for recitation. Quran says, do they not then reflect, ponder, tadabbur. Tadabbur. The word tadabbur is to ponder, reflect. What is going on, man? Each and every word we have to. Hadith we have, if you recite Holy Quran, each letter you recite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates one angel. And he says, astaghfar for you until your death, and after beyond that until the day of judgment, for each and every letter. So each letter is, for example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, how many letters? 19 letters. If I say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah created 19 angels to say astaghfar on behalf of me. What it means? It means that depth is there. It means not only for sake of sawab. If we ponder, we're going to reach the purpose of ourself. Who am I? Who am I? Again, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, I'll quote about Quran if you say salawat, inshallah. Quran kitab insan sazi ast. Allahu Akbar. Quran is book of, if you want to make human being a real human being, Quran is the book. What it means, I don't know, you have here, maybe coca factory, he is here close to us. When you go into that factory, everything which needed is there. When bottle comes out, that means the perfection of need of that bottle is there. In a car factory, whatever needs of that car is there. Human being has to go into the factory of Quran to become a human being. Otherwise, he's not. We consider it as a shape of human being, but according to Quran, is not. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدَ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوهُ فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا قُرْآنَ. And another challenge, it says, don't you ponder, if it would have been not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have been found contradictions in the Qur'an. There is no contradictions in the Qur'an. Another misconception, we have been told, Qur'an is very tough man, that means these Maulvis are so hushyar. They are so smart, if they want you to be all the time, go back to them. That's why they said, don't go to Quran, man, it's tough. Quran is saying, Quran is easy. Another Quran says, نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. It manifests each and everything, Quran says. If you read Quran, if you recite Quran, if you do tadabbur, everything becomes clear. Tibyan. Tibyan is, one is bayan. Ar-Rahman khalaq al-insan allamahul bayan. Bayan is means what? Allah has given power of communication. That is bayan. Tibyan is much more than bayan. Tibyan means manifestation. When I say it is so clear, nothing is vague. The Quran is tibyan. Another beautiful ayat. Surah number 1780, ayat 82, وَنُنَزَّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. Quran has cure, man, cure. If you want cure, Quran has cure. And it cures us all of our diseases which has soul. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. We are talking about Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Qala Rasulullah, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best amongst you is the one who learns and teaches the Quran. Every time we have to learn and teach. I am learning still. I'm trying to teach. And these two things should never depart. I know much, no, I don't know nothing. Still, I need to know. What I know, I have to convey. Another hadith, تعلم القرآن فإنه أحسن الحديث. Learn the Quran, for it is the fairest of discourse, and understand it thoroughly, for it is the best blossoming of hearts. If you want the rabir, if you want your heart to become open, there is a depression, man. So many people, they eat depression pills. You know? They have orthopedic beds. Beautiful beds, mashallah. But they cannot sleep. Goliyan khate hain wo log. Isliye kitne goliyan de diye hain dusron ko. Yeah. They eat pills to sleep. Quran says, Hadith says, if you want your hearts to become cured, read Quran, recite Quran, ponder about Quran. You no need to go through the depression. It takes you away from it. Seek cure with its light, for it is the cure for hearts. Recite it beautifully, for it is the most beautiful narration. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلوات پڑھیے محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. قرآن is a book of life, book of guidance, a book which gives us cure, a book of everything. Nothing has omitted. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Quran says, we never neglected anything. Everything is there. We have asked its basic questions to assess ourselves. Once we assess here, entire Ummah is here. We are assessing all our Muslim Ummah. The question was, I recite the Holy Quran daily, once in a week, in the month of Ramadan. I don't know how to recite it. I try to understand the Holy Quran, read the translation daily, once in a week, in the month of Ramadan. I never think of it. I refer to the Holy Quran daily, once in a week, in the month of Ramadan. I don't think it can solve my problems. The Holy Quran has how many surahs? Kids? 114. How many ayats? That is wrong number, please. 666 is the wrong number. Yeah? 6,234 is the answer. And juz is parts, is 30 parts. The Quran was revealed in Mecca, in Medina, in Mecca and Medina, in Hijaz. Where? Huh? Hijaz is the name. Now, Saudi is a bid'ah itself. The word Saudi is a bid'ah. Because during the time of Prophet Muhammad, the name was Hijaz. Hijaz means Mecca and Medina, everything. So Hijaz and Mecca and Medina both are right answers. So the breakdown is here. One of our brother is going to come and give us breakdown here. Can you come?
So for question one, which was I recite the Quran daily once a week in a month in the month of Ramadan, or I don't know how to recite. 15 recite daily.
Alhamdulillah.
3 recite weekly. And 7 recite in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, nobody said that they do not know how to recite. Question number 2. I try to understand the Holy Quran. That is, read the translation. 10 said they do it daily. 9 said weekly. And 6 said in the month of Ramadan. And nobody says that they never think of it. Question number 3. I refer to the Holy Quran, that is for answers or information, etc. 5 said daily, 12 said weekly, and 5 say only in the month of Ramadan. As far as the number of surah, 23 respondents got it right. 4 had no answer, and the correct answer, as Maulana said, was 114 surahs. Ayat, 4 answered correctly, 6,236. I heard Maulana say 234, if that's
36.
36. And then 4 got that correct, 12 had no answer, and 9 had the 6666 myth in there. And as far as juz, 15 got it correct. 5 had no answers. 2 got it wrong. I think they were mistaken. They were putting 120 there. And as far as a place of revelation, 16 said Makkah and Medina.
That's right.
1 said Hijaz.
That's still right.
And 1 says Hijaz and Makkah. That's wrong.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The point here is, Alhamdulillah, we are a little bit aware here. When we see overall the situation of Muslim Ummah, the Quran is not in our life as a mainstream. And the myth about Quran is, it is very difficult, it is very tough, it is very difficult to know, and we cannot understand it. We recite it, we don't know what is going on. Solution to that problem is, I will give you a very easy solution. In Quran, the repetition of words are more. If we know the Quran has more than 60,000 words, which has been repeatedly repeated, if we know 7,000 plus words, we know all of the Quran. Those who know Urdu and Saqafati Urdu, they already know at least 3,000 words. So that means if we know 4,000 words, we know entire Quran. So why don't we start every day 5 words a day? How many years we're going to finish this? Within 2 years, we know Quran. Let's inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we start it. And the complaint of Prophet Muhammad on the Day of Judgment, we should not be ashamed. There are people, we are not those amongst where Allah Prophet says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّا قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. Salawat pray Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. If you have any questions, please ask. Why do we have time for Salat? Why do you have time for Saum? Why do we have time for Khums and Zakat? Why do we have time for Hajj? Why do we have? Yeah. So that means, what was the announced time for today? 10:30? 11 o'clock? 11 o'clock. We started when? 11. I don't go into the garage. Once I say, it has been announced, I am very precise. Although I was brought up in a village, I am very time sensitive. In my life, each and everything is on time. Order has to be in our life. Then we are successful. For example, class starts at 8 o'clock. What time you take your children? 12 o'clock? So why we are, when it comes to Islam, take it easy, man, no need to worry. Just like Shadi mein bulaye, 2 hours late. You have any questions, kids? Okay, I'll ask questions. How many stories in the Holy Quran, kids? In the Holy Quran, about 286 stories are there. About 286 stories. What are the purpose of, what is the purpose of stories of the Quran? Why Quran is giving stories? To learn, yes. To guide, because Quran is a book of guidance. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. Because it is a book of guidance, it is giving you example of your life. So Quran says all of the example which you needed, you can find it. Here is a question. I believe in Quran, you said, we have to use Quran in our lives. I don't know how to use it. Yes, it is a big question. So we have to divide Quran. One is social life, another is my education life. Science in the Quran, inshallah, we're going to talk about in next lectures. In our day to life, while we are eating, we have to use Quran. While we're working, we have to use Quran. Communication, you know, Bibi Fatima Zahra, salawatullah salamu alayha, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And a maid, she was not a maid, she was a kind of a friend, close friend of Bibi Fatima Zahra. She herself used to call as a maid, as a kaniz. And when she came first day, Bibi Fatima Zahra said, one day I will work, second day you work. So first thing is bodily needs. So human being is human being, master and slave, there is no difference. So you have the right, I have the right. Another right a person has, the knowledge. She uplifted so much so, for 20 years, she communicated with the Quran only. Fidda, she was not a masuma. She communicated with the Quran for 20 years. She never spoken a word but Quran. That much is there. When we talk Quran, for example, in the Quran, let's go to a da'wat. An invitation has been asked. Someone asks you to come. How to walk, how to leave, how to enter home, what to say when you enter, where to sit in the room, in the host's room, host house, and how much I should eat, how much I should stay, how long I should stay in that house. I'll give you an example. Quran says, "Waqsid fi mashiyatik." Don't leave home without a purpose. There has to have a purpose. When you walk, la tamshi fil ardi maraha, don't walk, three-piece suit. He's walking like arrogant person. No. Walk very, very humbly. Once you reach to home, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ahliha. Ring the bell. Ask them, can I enter? With the permission you enter. If they said no, please, we are not ready for you, you have to go back. No need to get hurt. If they give you permission, enter. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَصَّهُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. If they ask you to sit here, man, you have to sit there. Because they are the host. And when you eat, kulu washrabu wala tusrafu. Don't waste. Eat as much as you want. How long I can sit there? Quran says, "Ida." Once you finish the meal, fantasharu, get out of there. Wala musta'nisina li hadith. Don't sit for just to have fun. To going only for an invitation to attend a da'ah, a feast, as Quran gives. So likewise, many, many examples can be given. For the business, Quran has guidance. For the day-to-day life, Quran has guidance. For knowledge, Quran has guidance. For science, inshallah, we're going to give you an example, Quran and science, where we're going to discuss how much scientific thing is been discovered in the Holy Quran. Is there any direct, indirect proof of the 12 imam in the Quran? Yes. Quran says, Quran has everything. Whoever asked this question. Can I ask one question? 5 times a day, prayer, where is in the Quran? Anyone knows? Where is in the Holy Quran 5 times a day, offer prayer? Do we have in the Quran? We don't know. Quran says, Aqimu Salat, establish prayer. Quran never says 5 times. Who said it 5 times? Because Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. In the life of the Prophet, there is a good example. That means Quran is theoretical religion. Practical religion is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in these together is equal to Islam. You cannot go only by Quran. You have to go what Quran is commanding to us. So Quran says, go to Prophet. When Quran says, Aqimu Salat, how to pray? Go to Prophet. Likewise, Quran says, we have sent many prophets before you. How many? How many we believe prophets? How many? 124,000? Where is in the Quran? There we do have name in the Quran, names of the prophets. So we have to believe. I say, I don't believe in 124,000. I don't believe in all of these, those who are not mentioned in the Quran. No, you have to believe. Where is this number came from? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So when he said before me 124,000 were there, when he says after me there will be 12, I have to believe. He is the one who said before me there were 124,000. How many prophets' names in the Holy Quran? The Quran is mentioned. Anyone knows? 25, 26. If we add some of the names, not more than 30. So 124,000, where are 30 numbers? Okay, morning 2 rakat namaz, where is in the Quran? We don't have. Asr, Zuhar, Zuhar is 4 rakat namaz, where in the Quran? We don't have. So where we have to find it? From the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Quran says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرْ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. O Prophet, you are a warner. For each and every people there is a guide. This ayat, Prophet says, أَنَا مُنْذِرْ and O Ali, أَنْتَ هَادِي. O Ali, you are Hadi, you are a guide. And Prophet ﷺ have mentioned 12 names before their birth, just like Jesus has mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa mentioned, there shall be a prophet after me whose name shall be Ahmad in the Holy Quran, in the Bible. Oh, in the Testament is there, but not in this Bible which is in their hand. There are other Bibles out there. Likewise, Prophet said, after me there shall be 12 names, and he has mentioned it. That means indirectly the names of the Imams are there. Why do we have to believe in Allah? Oh, that's very good. Very beautiful question. Why I have to believe in Allah? If I don't believe in what happens? Nothing happens. Let me give you, it's beautiful. There are two kinds of life we can lead. Two perspectives of life, two worldviews. One worldview is there is God, another is no God. If you say no God, have fun, man. Do whatever you want. No God means have fun. Once you say there is God, there is a rules and regulations to lead this life. Quran mentions, search God within yourself. God is inside of you. You cannot run away from the existence of your own self. Quran is very beautiful. It's telling, asking us, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be people like those who forgot Allah. They never forgot Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They forgot themselves. تیری نگاہ میں ثابت نہیں خدا کا وجود. میری نگاہ میں ثابت نہیں وجود تیرا. As long as you existing, God is existing. You cannot separate yourself from your existence. Believing in God leads to me life, a perfect life. Not believing in God leads my life as a hell. Yeah, how is it possible to communicate only words from the Holy Quran, through the Quran? Are there are books? Yeah, there are not. Books has been already published in Persian. Alhamdulillah, a lot of work has been done after the Islamic Republic of Iran. You know, this revolution has brought Quran alive. Quran was completely forgotten. How many of us know? Now in Iran, they have 1 million Hafiz of Quran. 1 million. And there are so many women, they can communicate with the Quran. So alhamdulillah, there is one radio which runs only Quran radio. One TV station, 24 hours, only Quran. If Allah can explicitly name different prophets and even important figures, who were not prophets, why did he not mention Imam Ali as the successor to the prophet? I think this is, again, we have to go back. The biggest problem in the Ummah, the ayats of the Quran clearly mentions, Ya ayyuha rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalatu. O Prophet, convey the message. If you don't convey this message, as if you have not conveyed any message. During that hadith of the Prophet says, three times Jibreel came to me. I asked Jibreel, please go back, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I cannot do this job. It's very difficult. Istafni, please excuse me doing this job, mentioning the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Li'ilmi kathratul munafiqeen qillatul mu'mineen. Majority are hypocrites and very few are the believers. Prophet Muhammad himself. And one of the philosophy, if name of Imam Ali would have been mentioned, believe me, then they never would have been even believed in Quran. So one of the hikmah is to preserve the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While preserving words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has mentioned why every day namaz is five times. Why not Quran is mentioning five times namaz? Why morning prayer is two rakat namaz? Why is Quran is not mentioned? So important namaz, two rakat namaz, fajr, Quran is not mentioning. So Quran directs towards the practical life of the Quran, which is لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. We have to go back to the practical demonstration of the Quran, which is the life of Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ali Muhammad. Inshallah, see you next. That's enough, I think.
One more question.
Please.
While the final question is being prepared, I just want to mention that we'll wrap up in the next few minutes unless there are any other questions. As soon as this session is over, there are a few minutes where you can have some refreshments outside. There's some water, tea, some snacks and things of that nature. And then we would encourage everybody to prepare for the afternoon prayers. Again, the prayers will be upstairs on the third floor. So you can head up to 343, room number 343. Please perform wudu and everything else, and then inshallah we'll meet up there and pray. 143, it's a lot of time today.
How Allah communicates with us, to us, how to explain our kids. This question, inshallah, we'll go to next, the sources of information we're going to discuss. Then I'll going to clear it up, inshallah. Can you give one example? I just gave example, going to invitation and attending the invitation through the Quran. For example, you are talking to a person. Quran says when you talk, talk very softly. Don't ever talk very loud, very rudely. It's a Quranic ayat. When a person is communicating, you can recite this ayat, communicating that person how to talk. How to see each other. Allah says to men, you know, hijab is meant for men is first, then the woman. O man, you should lower your gaze. And for women, Allah says, you wear the hijab. In each and every aspect of life, if you want to do business, if you want to do studies, everything we can communicate Quran, provided we have to have that much insight and we have to spend that much time to extract those ayats to communicate with the Quran, inshallah. Chalein bhai, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.